Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, may I speak with Daniel Knight?
Speaking.
Hi, Daniel. This is Valerie, the admissions from Family First. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking, Daniel. Okay, I'm calling you to make sure that if you start working today from 6 to 9.
Okay.
Are you working today already?
I am, but I couldn't punch in.
Okay, I see that you... Did you already download the app?
Yes. The thing is, I already have... I already have the app, okay? And they're telling me to log in by my email, and nobody's given me a password. And I know from I've been using this app for a year already, and my email is not valid. It's telling me it's the wrong username. And the only thing that happens when I go in there, the only thing I can see in there is the agency I was formerly with as through yesterday.
Okay. So
and when Melissa went on there late yesterday afternoon, it was showing I was inactive on the app, and she said she went ahead and activated it. And she's telling me I log in by my email address, but you guys I know are supposed to give me a temporary password, and then I go in and I change it, but it's not even recognizing my email as a username.
Okay. First, let's confirm your email. Could you please let me know what it is?
Sure, it's K. Uh-huh. Danielle. 57.
Mm-hmm.
At yahoo.com.
Okay, it's correct. It's the one that we have in the system.
Okay, well, it's not. The system is not recognizing
it. It's not recognized.
No.
Okay. Let's try something. With your mobile ID, I'm going to reset the app, okay? So you will be able to create a new password.
Okay, yes, but it's also not recognizing the username as my email. It's telling me it's an incorrect username. Aren't I supposed to have, like, an employee number to use? Because when I, all this time I've been using it, I had to have an employee number that was given to me by the agency. It was my employee ID.
The employee ID, the mobile ID, maybe.
What? What, my phone number?
No, the number maybe that you're talking about is the mobile ID number, the caregiver mobile ID. That is the one that the app already gave you.
Okay.
That you let know to Melissa, I guess.
No, I didn't receive anything. I can't use the one that I currently have because it locks me into the agency I'm no longer with. You guys have to have a designated one for your agency for me.
Okay, because I see that you are active. The ID with us is active. I see that you're linked in the agency.
Okay, but I'm not linked in the continue link, so something's not linking because she told me I have to log in by my email.
Uh-huh.
I have to log in by my email, and it's telling me that's incorrect.
Okay, let's try it first. Let's try once I receive the password in about 10 minutes, try to create a new password. If you're not able to log in, take a screenshot and let me know, okay?
Because you guys never gave me a password. She just told me to use my email, the current password that I've been using for my other agency, which is not correct.
Okay, I think that you should sign up, not log in. Okay, I'm going to resist. Let's try.
I honestly think I need a link from you guys a lot. To set up an account to be able to get into you guys. Because with the other agency, I had to have, they sent me a link. And once I got into that link, I was able to set everything up. I don't think it lets you do it on your own without something from you or continue link.
Okay, I'm going to send you the link. Do you have iPhone or Android?
I have iPhone.
iPhone, okay. I'm going to send you the link to download directly from that link to your iPhone and let me know, okay? You should sign up. Try to sign up. I'm going to email you also to your email the instructions with the screenshots for you to be able to set up with in Family First, okay?
Okay. Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, then. If any issue, if you have any issue, take a screenshot and send it to me, okay?
Okay. At this number that you're calling me from?
Yes, you can save on your cell phone, or I can send to you also if you want it.
It's in my cell phone. I'll contact you if I have an issue.
Okay, please. Okay. I'm going to reset the password and also send to you the link so you can download it on your phone, okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you to you for your time. You have a nice day.
You too, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.